May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here in Irvine.
愿基督耶稣的平安与喜乐与俄湾弟兄教会的弟兄姐妹同在。
It's wonderful that all of us can set aside this time to come to the church to worship God.
再次感谢神，让大家能够拨空来参加聚会，一同敬拜赞美神。
And it's an honor, and I'm very happy to be able to worship God with you tonight.
感谢神，让我有这个荣幸与大家一同来敬拜神。
And this evening, I'd like to share with you the topic, Jesus Christ, our city of refuge.
今晚要以我们的陶城耶稣基督与大家一同分享。
According to our Irvine Bible reading schedule, I saw that we are completing the book of Numbers this week.
然后根据俄湾教会的读经进度，我们这个星期即将完成民数记。
And As we are concluding the book of Numbers, the final chapters of Numbers indicate how the Israelites are about to conclude their wanderings in the desert.
在民数记进入尾声的时候，记载着以色列人他们即将结束在旷野流浪的生活。
And they are about to begin their conquest of the land of Canaan.
他们即将要来征服迦南地。
And one chapter towards the end, chapter 33, talks about all the stations that they went through.During their 40 years in the wilderness.
在民数记33章提到以色列人在出埃及到在旷野所经历的所有的地方。
And there are about 44 stations in all.
他们总共去了将近44个地方。
And finally, the closing chapters of Numbers, they are at the final station.
然后在民数记结束的时候，就是他们在旷野的最后一站。
Which is the plains of Moab.Right beside the Jordan River.
也就是在约旦河旁边的摩押平原。
It was at this plain of Moab that the Lord God spoke to Moses.
然后主神在摩押平原对摩西讲话。
And so in chapter 35 of Numbers, he says to Moses and tells him that when the Israelites go into the land of Canaan, make sure you distribute 48 cities to the Levites.
所以他神在在民数记35章提到，要吩咐以色列人要给利未人46个城，48个城。
Yeah. And among these 48 cities, six of these cities will be called and designated cities of refuge.
然后在这48个城当中，有六个城将要成为逃城。
This actually was a very special part of the law of the Israelites.
然后这逃城对以色列人的生活当中占有特别的地位。
And it's extremely unique. We do not see this in any other type of law system in the other parts of the world or in history.
我们在古今中外的历史当中未曾看到有逃城这样的法律设置。
But it is not only unique in this way.
逃城的设立不单只是它的独特性不单于如此。
Because actually this...law of the city of refuge, it points to Jesus Christ and the church too.
因为律法当中设立的逃城也预指了耶稣基督。
So actually, it has a lot of teachings that we can learn from today too.
所以我们可以从逃城的道理当中学习到许多的真理。
So this evening, we'd like to study into some of these truths, and hopefully we can also implement some of them in our churches, in our evangelism too.
所以今晚我们将要来查考逃城的道理，然后来学习如何将这道理应用在我们的教会生活。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 35.
请翻开民数记35章。
Numbers chapter 35, let's read verses
9 through 12. 民数记35章第9节到第12节。
Numbers chapter 35, verses 9 through 12.
民数记35章9节到12节。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall appoint cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the manslayer who kills any person accidentally may flee there. Verse 12.
12节。
They shall be cities of refuge for you from the avenger,that the manslayer may not die until he stands before the congregation in judgment. Please read.
第九节，主神晓谕摩西说：“你吩咐以色列人说，你们过了约旦河，进了迦南地，就要分出几座城，为你们做逃城，使误杀人的可以逃到那里。这些城可以做逃避报仇者的城，使误杀人的不至于死，等他站在会众面前听审判。”
From these verses, we see the purpose of designating six cities as the city of refuge.
然后，所以从这几段经文，我们看出说，神设立了六座逃城。
It's called a city of refuge because if somebody accidentally kills somebody, he can go to this city to take refuge from the avenger of blood.
设立逃城的目的是为了要让误杀人的人有一个逃避报仇者得到安全保护 的地方。
And so he can flee to this city, he'll be protected from being killed, and he'll have safe harbor.
所以让被误杀人的人有一个地方可以逃离报仇者 的追杀，让他们得到安全。
Now when it talks about the avenger here, this is referring to the victim's nearest male relative.
所以当他说到报仇人，他所指的就是受难者他最近的男性亲属。
So after a trial before the congregation, if indeed the trial has deemed that this person did it unintentionally, then he can go inside and have safety.
然后当这个人逃到逃城之后，他必须要接受会众的审判。当他被判断是误杀人的话，他才可以进入逃城。
So, we can read also verse 25.
我们也可以读第二十五节。
Numbers chapter 35, verse 25.
民数记三十五章二十五节。
Says, so the congregation shall deliver the manslayer from the hand of the avenger of blood, and the congregation shall return him to the city of refuge where he had fled.And he shall remain there until the death of the high priest, who was anointed with the holy oil.
二十五节，众人要救这误杀人的脱离报血仇人的手，也要使他归入逃城。他要住在其中，直到受圣高的大祭司死了。
In verse 25, it says that after the trial, he shall return. If he is found innocent, he shall be returned to the city of refuge where he had fled.
然后，所以这边提到说，当误杀的人经过审判之后，他若是判断是误杀无辜杀人的话，那他就可以进入逃城。
So this seems to be a little bit unclear where the trial is taking place then.
所以这边会让人觉得不清楚的第一件事就是，到底这个审判是在哪里举行的。
But if we also look into Joshua chapter 20.
但如果我们看约书亚记二十章
，This is also a chapter talking about how Joshua indeed set up these cities of refuge.
约书亚记二十章是记载约书亚如何设立逃城的经过。
So in chapter 20, Joshua chapter 20, verse 4, it becomes clear that actually this trial takes place at the city of refuge.
然后在约书亚记二十章第四节清楚的指明说，这个审判是在逃城里面所举行的。
And so then when we go back to Numbers 35, verse 25, what does it mean that he shall return him to the city?
然后所以我们就看回民数记35章25节提到说要使他归入逃城，这又是什么意思呢？
I think to me this means that perhaps the trial takes place outside the city walls.
然后对我来讲，或许他们审判是在逃城的城门外举行的。
And if he's found innocent, then he can go back into the city walls to remain there for safety until the high priest dies.
如果他被判无罪，那他就可以进入逃城，然后一直待到大祭司死掉为止。
Now, how was the congregation and the elders able to judge if it was intentional or not?
那会众与长老又如何判定这个人有罪或无罪呢？
God did give Moses some points, some tips.
然后神有给摩西一些参考的依据。
In Numbers chapter 35, verses 16 through 18, basically here is talking about one way to tell is what type of weapon was used in that murder or that incident.
在第十六节到第十八节，神用造成伤人的器具来决定说，今天这个死亡事件是有意还是无意的。
So in verse 16, God says if he used an iron implement, then he is a murderer.
所以十六节说，人若用铁器打人，他就是故意杀人。
In 17, if he used a stone which is big enough to cause someone to die, then he is a murderer.
然后第十七节说，若是用可打死人的石头打死了人，他就是故意杀人的。
And in verse 18, if he used a wooden hand weapon which is also big enough or dangerous enough to cause someone to die, then he is also a murderer.
第十八节说，若是用可打死人的木器打死了人，那他也是故意杀人的。
So one way to tell about a person's intention was with the object that caused the death.
所以用他们用打死人的器具来凶器来判断说这个人是不是故意杀人。
Another way to help judge the case was by witnesses.
然后另外一种方式就是透过见证人的方式来判断出是否是故意杀人。
So we can look at Numbers chapter 35 verse 30.
所以我们可以看民数记三十五章第三十节。
Here it says, whoever kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the testimony of witnesses. But one witness is not sufficient testimony against a person for the death penalty.
三十节，无论谁故杀人，要凭几个见证人的口，把那故杀人的杀了，只是不可凭一个见证人的口叫人死。
So witnesses would be also a great help to see if that person did it intentionally or not.
因此，一个证人的口供也可以作为判断一个人是否故意杀人的依据。
So this is a brief summary of the law concerning the cities of refuge.
所以这是律法上面关于逃城方面的一个的规定。
Again, it's a very unique part of the Mosaic law.
然后这是摩西律法当中相当独特的一部分。
And again, its uniqueness, it really makes us question, is there a deeper meaning behind this? How come this is so special in this Mosaic law and also among all the laws of this world?
然后逃城律例的独特性让人去思考说，为什么摩西律法当中以及跟其他世界的各个律法法典来比较，为什么今天它会存在于这个我们的信仰里面？它是否有比较深层的教训给我们
？And indeed, we think about it. This actually points to the person Jesus Christ.
当我们仔细思考逃城，它是暗喻着耶稣基督。
In the New Testament, it also talks about how Jesus Christ is our refuge.
然后在新约的时候也提到说，耶稣基督将要如何成为我们的避难所。
We can turn to Hebrews chapter 6.
我们请翻开希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18.
希伯来书六章十八节。
That by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us.
六章第十八节，借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所，持定摆在我们前头指望的人，可以大得勉励。
Let's also read verse 19.
继续读第十九节。
This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil.
十九节，我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
Here.It is talking about how Jesus Christ paved the way for us to enter into the Holy of Holies behind the veil.
所以这边提到说，耶稣基督如何为我们开往一场进入至圣所的道路。
And if we believe in Jesus Christ, indeed we have a safe refuge from the wrath of God.
所以如果我们相信耶稣基督，我们就可以靠着耶稣得以进入避难所。
So In fact, Jesus Christ is a refuge in himself. He is also our city of refuge.
所以耶稣基督本身就是逃城，提供给我们避难的地方。
Also, there are a lot of parallels between Jesus Christ and the six cities of refuge that the Israelites established.
同时在耶稣与六个逃城当中也有许多相似的地方。
First of all, both Jesus Christ and the cities of refuge are within easy reach of the needy person.
首先耶稣基督主耶稣和六个逃城都是在让有需要的人容易走到的地方。
Later in the book of Joshua chapter 20, we see that the Israelites, they established the cities of refuge in very unique locations.
然后在约书亚记我们看出说以色列人设立了六个逃城在六个非常特别的地点。
Three were on east of the Jordan, and then three of these cities were to the west of the Jordan.
有三座逃城设在约旦河西，有三座逃城设在约旦河东。
And when if you were to look up these cities on a map, you could see that they are all pretty equally spaced out from each other.
如果我们仔细查看地图的话，我们会发现说这六座城，他们的很平均的散布在以色列的国境当中。
So that means that if somebody were to have accidentally killed somebody in any part of the land of Israel, they could easily access one of these cities.
换句话说，若以色列人过失杀人的话，他们可以比较容易的逃到任何一座逃城里。
Likewise, Jesus Christ is within easy reach of any person.
同样的，耶稣基督也是让我们任何人都可以容易亲近的。
In the past, during the time of the Israelites, people had to worship at a certain place, like in Jerusalem.
在以色列的时期早期，他们必须要聚集在耶路撒冷的某个地点才能够敬拜神。
And also, the Samaritans at the time, they would worship at another location. They would worship on a mountain, Gerizim.
然后在耶稣基督的时代，撒玛利亚人他们必须要到一座山上来敬拜神。
So one time, when Jesus was talking to a Samaritan woman by the well, she was talking about where people should worship the true God.
所以有一次耶稣与撒玛利亚的妇人在雅各井旁谈道理的时候，他们就谈到要在哪里敬拜神。
And Jesus Christ told her that there's coming a time where you do not have to worship at a certain place.
然后耶稣告诉他说，时候将到，我们不需要到特定的地方来敬拜神。
That God is spirit, those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
神是个灵，要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
So we don't need to go to a specific city like Jerusalem to worship God.
所以我们不需要到特定的城市，像是耶路撒冷来敬拜神。
He is within easy access.And all of us, because we just need to worship in spirit and in truth.
神是我们垂手可及的地方，也就是在我们的心灵里，我们就可以来敬拜他。
Another similarity is that these cities of refuge, they were open not only to Israelites, they were also open to strangers and foreigners.
然后另外一个特点就是，逃城它并不单只是开放给以色列人，它也让外人和寄居的人也可以逃到那里。
The same principle applies to belief in Jesus Christ.
同样的道理也应用在相信耶稣基督。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 35, verse 15.
请翻开民数记三十五章。
Verse 15. Numbers chapter 35, verse 15.
民数记三十五章十五节。
These six cities shall be.For refuge for the children of Israel, for the stranger, and for the sojourner among them, that anyone who kills a person accidentally may flee there.
十五节，这六座城要给以色列人和他们中间的外人，并寄居的，作为逃城，使误杀人的都可以逃到。
Very clearly here, we see that these cities are accessible to anybody, not just Jews.
我们可以清楚地看出，逃城并不单只是给犹太人，而是给所有的人的。
And it's the same for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to this world and shed his blood to open a way for both Jews and Gentiles.
耶稣基督降来到世间，牺牲他的宝血来救赎所有的犹太人和外邦人。
And so he actually has been able to bring Gentiles near to him through his blood.
所以透过耶稣基督的宝血，耶稣将外邦人也与他拉近。
And so for us who are also non-Jews, we fall under this category.
像我们都不是犹太人，但我们因为耶稣他救赎的律例，我们得以靠亲近神，得到救恩。
So Jesus Christ is open to all.
所以耶稣基督是给全世界所有的人
，not just the Jews.
不单只是犹太人的神。
Another similarity is that both Jesus and the cities of refuge provide protection only within their boundaries.
另外一个特点就是逃城和主耶稣他们只在有一个限定的范围当以内提供投靠他们人来安全。
If you were to go outside of the city, then the avenger had every right to kill you, and he probably would have killed you.
如果误杀人的人离开了逃城，那么报血仇的人就可以杀他。
So let's look at Numbers chapter 35, verses 26 to 28.
请看回民数记三十五章二十六节到二十八节。
Numbers 35, verse 26 to 28.
三十五章二十六节到二十八节。
Verse 26, but if the manslayer at any time goes outside the limits of the city of refuge where he fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside the limits of his city of refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the manslayer, he shall not be guilty of blood. Verse 28.Because he should have remained in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the manslayer may return to the land of his possession.
26节，但误杀人的，无论什么时候，若出了逃城的境外，报血仇的在逃城境外遇见他，将他杀了，报血仇的就没有流血之罪，因为误杀人的该住在逃城里。等到大祭司死了，大祭司死了以后，误杀人的才可以回到他所得为业之地。
So very clearly here, the protection only applies if he remains within the city of refuge.
所以由此可见，逃城的保护力只限在逃城境内。
Similarly, when we believe in Jesus Christ, we must remain in Jesus Christ.
同样的，当我们相信耶稣基督，我们就要保守自己在耶稣基督里。
Because according to the Bible, there's no other name under heaven with which we can be saved.
因为根据圣经，天上地下只有耶稣的名可以救赎我们。
That Jesus is the way, truth, and life, and no one can go to the Father except through him.
主耶稣就是道路、真理、生命，唯有借着耶稣基督，我们才能够到父那里去。
So if we were to leave Jesus Christ, then we are not protected from the avenger of blood.
如果我们离开了耶稣基督，那我们就没有办法逃离那报血仇者的追杀。
And in this case, the avenger of blood is the wages of sin, which is death.
报血仇就是所指的就是罪的代价，也就是死。
So if we were to leave Jesus Christ, then all these wages of sin, which is death, it reapplies to us.
如果我们一离开了耶稣基督，那罪的工价就是死亡，将会临到我们。
And then the second death will consume us.
然后我们就会在第二次的死亡当中死了。
Finally, another the last parallel I'd like to share is that both Jesus and the cities of refuge, they give full freedom to the person when the high priest dies.
然后最后我要分享他们耶稣和逃城的相似点，就是当大祭司死掉的时候，他们都可以得着完全的自由。
We just read verse 28, how when the high priest dies, this manslayer, he can go back to the land of his possession.
我们诚如第二十八节所读到的，当大祭司死了之后，误杀人的才可以回到他所得为业之地。
He's free to go. He is not bound by his city of refuge anymore.
他大祭司死后，他就可以得着自由，不再受到约束。
And similarly, we know that Jesus Christ had a role of a high priest.
我们也知道耶稣基督他同时也是大祭司。
So when he died, he also gave us full freedom.
所以当耶稣死掉的时候，他也给我们完全的自由。
Freedom in at least two ways.
有两方面的自由。
Freedom first from the Mosaic law and its ordinances.
第一个就是从摩西律法当中得到自由。
Because he has wiped away those requirements.
因为我们不需要再受到过去摩西律例的约束。
Because Jesus has fulfilled the law.
因为耶稣已经成全了律法。
But in another way, through Jesus' death, he has given us complete freedom through over sin.
然后透过耶稣基督的死，他给我们自由来胜过死亡的辖制。
Because through his blood, we can have our sins washed away.
因为透过耶稣的宝血，能够洗去我们的罪。
And through his death, that means his Holy Spirit can be poured down.
因为透过耶稣的死，表示耶稣的圣灵可以浇灌在我们身上。
And through the Holy Spirit, he can empower us to have freedom over sin.
透过圣灵的浇灌，神可以加添我们力量来胜过罪过。
So here you can see many similarities between Jesus Christ and the cities of refuge.
所以我们可以从此看出主耶稣和逃城当中有许多相似的地方。
But there is one major difference.
但他们当中有一个最大的不同。
The cities of refuge, they protected the innocent.
逃城他所保护的是无辜的人。
Right. This is a person who accidentally killed somebody, so he is innocent of that bloodshed.
他们是保护那过失杀人的无辜者。
But Jesus Christ, he protects the guilty.
但主耶稣他所保护的却是罪人。
And actually, according to the Bible, we all have fallen short of God's glory.
然后根据圣经，我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
So we are all guilty before God.
所以我们在神面前都是有罪的。
But thank God, Jesus Christ was willing to be our refuge.
但感谢神，耶稣愿意成为我们的避难所。
So as long as we believe in Jesus Christ and stay in the truth of Jesus Christ, we shall continue to be protected.
所以只要我们愿意相信耶稣，并且将我们保守自己在耶稣基督里，那我们就能够受到耶稣的保护。
But we must not stop here.
但是我们并不能就停留在这里。
We must go even further.
我们在道理上必须要再走更远的路。
As we know from the Bible, Jesus Christ is the head of the church, which is his body.
在圣经当中，我们知道耶稣是是教会的头，然后教会是基督的身体。
So in this sense, then the cities of refuge also point to the true church.
所以从这个角度来看，逃城它也同时暗喻指我们的教会。
The church is also described as a city.
我们的教会也在圣经当中被指作是一座城。
We can turn to Hebrews.
我们可看翻到希伯来书。
Chapter 12.
十二章。
Verse 22 and 23.
二十二、二十三节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 and 23.
希伯来书十二章二十二节到二十三节。
Says, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. Verse 23. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are registered in heaven to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect.
22节，你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所聚。所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂。
So here, very clearly, it talks about how the church is a city of the living God.
所以我们可以看出说，我们的教会就是永生神的城邑。
So this church should also be a place of refuge.
所以我们的教会也当成为逃城。
So I think often we experience this.
我相信我们常会有这样的体验。
Sometimes, after a week of school or work and being exposed, In this world, we feel very weary and tired.
然后像是一个星期在工作、学校或者是在这世俗当中打滚，让我们心灵觉得非常的劳累。
And I think we've all had that experience before, where it was just such a joy and relief to come to church.
然后当我们来到教会的时候，我们会觉得在心灵上面得到一种抒发，一种休息。
That indeed it was a place of refuge, a city of refuge.
然后教会确实就是灵里的逃城。
Just recently, I had this type of experience.
然后最近我有类似的感受。
My classes in Taiwan, this past semester ended on May 15th.
我在台湾的神学训练课程在五月十五号结束。
And then I came back to the U.S. On May 27th.
然后我在五月二十七号回到美国。
And so, what did I do during these days between the 15th and the 27th?
那我在五月十五到五月二十七号中间做了什么事呢
？I decided since I had some free time and I was close to China, I thought I would visit China.
然后我就心想说，既然我有一个休假的时间，距离中国大陆也不远，那我就去大陆看看吧。
And so the first stop in China was Guilin and the area around it.
所以我到大陆的第一站就是到桂林地区。
And Joyce, my wife and I, attended a seven-day tour there.
我的太太跟我一同参加桂林的旅游，七天的旅游。
And we joined a tour that only costed $99 per person.
然后我参加了一个$99的旅行团。
But the thing with these tours is that they bring you to a lot of shopping, stops.
但是便宜的旅行团会带你去许多的购物中心。
And so, not every single day, but some days we would go to multiple shopping stops.
所以有几天我们会去好几个购物中心。
And then they would try to sell silk or jade or pearls, and try to show how it's so good.
然后他会不断的在那些景点，他们不断的向你推销中国的丝织品、玉还有珍珠，然后不断的向你推销他们的产品。
And before I went there, my mother had told me that, you know, don't buy anything, don't trust them.
然后当我去大陆之前，我的母亲交代我，不要买什么东西，不要相信那些推销员的话。
Because she had been to China many times and on these type of trips, and she knew that a lot of them are actually scams.
因为我母亲过去曾经多次参加大陆的旅游，所以她知道许多的商品都是骗人的。
So the feeling I had during those 7 days was a lot of didn't know who to trust and I didn't know who to believe.
然后在那七天当中，我深刻体验到我真的不知道该相信谁的话。
And then the last few days of the trip, we went to Beijing.
然后在大陆之行快结束之前，我们到北京。
And here we decided to travel on our own.
然后到了北京，我们决定要来个自由行。
And on Sabbath day, we also were able to attend church services in Beijing.
然后在安息日的时候，我们到北京的教会聚会。
And I remember the feeling that I had once I entered into the church was just a sense of great relief.
然后我记得当我走进北京教会的时候，觉得真的是一个很大的一个。可以放松了。
Because I feel like after so many days of not knowing who I could trust, I knew that these were my brothers and sisters in Christ, that I can trust them.
因为经历了七天与没有办法、无法信任的人一同交往，中来到了主内的弟兄姐妹，让我觉得说我可以遇到可以值得信任的人。
So indeed, the church was like a city of refuge from sin and dishonesty and distrust.
所以来到教会就好像来到逃城，一个逃城让我可以脱离谎言，脱离罪恶的地方。
This is the type of environment we want to continue to have when people visit our church.
然后，所以逃城这种让人得到释放的。地方要能够，我们要将这样的感觉带给所有来教会聚会的人。
That they can feel peace and relief when they come.
所以当他们来到教会的时候，能够感受到从罪里得到释放，得到主里平安的感受。
That they can also see Jesus Christ clearly and place their trust in Him.
所以他们能够在教会里面清楚地看到耶稣基督，并且信靠主神。
But there's also other areas of the city of refuge that we can continue to improve on.
然后，但是在逃城里面也有许多地方是我们要继续改进的。
Like we mentioned before, these six cities of refuge, they were within easy reach of any Israelite.
诚如之前我们所查考的，这六座逃城是在以色列交通方便的地方。
So we must continue to be able to have our churches in places that people can easily access.
所以我们要努力的让我们的教会设立在让信徒让人能够容易抵达的地方。
Well, thank God in Irvine and in San Diego, these are places that are really close to major highways.
感谢神，尔湾教会和圣地亚哥祈祷所的地点都与主要的高速公路相当的近。
So at least for the people around Irvine and San Diego, they can easily access the true church.
所以让住在尔湾地区和圣地亚哥地区的信徒能够容易轻易的来到教会。
But we need to continue to preach the gospel to all nations and actually to the rest of the United States.
但我们也要继续努力地将福音传到美国的各个角落。
What about the people in the next county?
那我们来试想在我们另外一个郡的地方。
Is the city of refuge easily accessible to them?
是否逃城是否让其他县市的居民容易来到桃城呢？
So this is a goal and a vision that we need to have for evangelism in this area.
所以这是当我们在传福音的时候，我们心里面要有的一个愿景。
To make it more easily accessible to more and more people in this nation.
让我们能够设立更多的教会，让更多的人能够更方便的来聚会。
Also, we mentioned that the cities of refuge and Jesus Christ, they are open to all.
然后之前我们也提到说，耶稣基督和逃城是对全世界的人来开放的。
Not only to Israelites, or not only, but also to strangers, foreigners, who are Gentiles.
不单只是给以色列人，也给外人寄居的和外邦人。
And so this is something that we need to also.Continue to improve on.
这也是我们要继续努力的地方。
That we need to continue to make our church open to many cultures and languages.
我们要不断努力将我们的教会开放给不同主义和文化的人。
That we can be sensitive to different needs and different needs of other cultures.
让我们能够感受到不同语言文化的同胞他们的需要。
But not only different cultures, we also need to make sure the church is available to different demographics too.
所以不单只是将教会开放给不同族裔的人，也要开放给不同区域的人。
For example, the elderly who may not be cannot move that easily.
要将教会能够开放给不同年龄层的人，比方说年长人可能他们行动比较不方便。
Or maybe to mothers and parents with young children.
或者是说有带着年幼孩子的父母亲。
That we can provide a place that people feel comfortable coming and attending.
我们能够提供这些有特殊需要年龄层的弟兄姐妹，让他们能够来到教会的时候感到方便。
So these are things we can think about too.
这也是值得我们思考的一些地方。
And finally, we talked about how if someone were to leave the city of refuge, then the avenger can take vengeance on him without any guilt.
然后再来我们要思考的是在逃城里的人倘若他离开了逃城那他就没有办法躲避 追逃血仇的人的追杀
That the protection is only within the city
因为他们所得到的保护只有在逃城之内有效
We also talked about how only through Jesus Christ can we have this salvation
因为我们提到说，只有透过耶稣基督，在耶稣基督里才能够得着救恩。
But the same principle applies to the true church.
同样的道理也应用在我们真耶稣教会。
So another question that we need to think about is, do we uplift this principle, this doctrine from the Bible of the true church?
然后我们这样思考的是，我们是否有将这一项这个原则应用在我们真耶稣教会的信仰生活里？
Do we make it clear to other people that this is the only church of salvation?
那我们是否有跟人讲清楚说，我们真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会？
Do we clearly share with people that if you leave this church, then it's a then you will also lose salvation. You could, because you are departing from the body of Christ.
我们是否有很清楚的阐明，倘若你离开了真耶稣教会，你将离开了救恩，没有办法得救。
So this is something that we must think about and uplift.
所以这是我们当思考并且活出来的。
To be able to clearly share why this is the true church of God.
然后我们要思考说，如何清楚的向他。向大家来说明，真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
We can start with just sharing with people that the Bible is very clear that there is only one church.
我们可以用圣经来跟大家分享说，在只有一个真教会。
That the Bible, according to the Bible, the denominationalism is unbiblical. For the church to divide to many many denominations, this is not biblical.
然后根据圣经，一个教会里面若有许多不同的支派、教派，这是不合圣经的。
So the fact that there's so many denominations in this world, it is not according to the Bible.
所以因此，在基督教界有许多不同的教派是不符合圣经的教训。
Because in the Bible, there's only one body which uplifts one faith.
因为在圣经里面清楚地说到，只有一个身体，只有一个信仰。
And then finally, of course, we have to share with them why we believe that the True Jesus Church is this church that is described in the Bible.
然后最后我们再与朋友分享说，为什么在真耶稣教会就是圣经里面所提到那唯一的教会。
To make it very short, it's because we have the truth, we have the Holy Spirit, and we have signs and miracles that accompany.
简单的说，真耶稣教会里面有真理，有圣灵，还有神迹奇事。
So this is something we should also make clear to other people that they leave this true church, then their salvation is very questionable.
所以我们要很清楚的说，当一个人若离开了真耶稣教会，他就无法得到救恩。
So today we've looked into this teaching of this really unique part of the Mosaic Law.Regarding the city of refuge.
所以今晚我们查考摩西律法当中相当特别的逃城的诫的律例。
If we are feeling weary or burdened from sin, we can also enter these cities of refuge.
如果我们感受到最重担的那难受或者是劳累，我们可以来到这个逃城。
Actually, and that is pointing to Jesus Christ.
也就是来到耶稣面前。
And how do we find Jesus Christ?
那我们要如何来找到耶稣呢
？By also going into His body, into His true church.
我们必须要进入耶稣的身体，就是耶稣的教会里面来亲近耶稣。
For us who are part of the body of Christ, let us do our best to ensure that this church continues to be a city of refuge for everybody.
然后我们每位信徒都是耶稣的身体，我们要一同来努力，来让我们的教会成为。逃城。
So may the Lord help us and strengthen us in our church.
愿神来帮助我们，加添我们的力量，让教会更成长。
Let's now sing another hymn.
让我们一同唱诗。
Sing hymn 318.
318首。